Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, coming off a very nice win at home, 75-58 over Alaska Fairbanks, improving to 4-4 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Very impressive, particularly there in the second half, George, when you outscored Fairbanks 41-29 after a relatively slow start to the game, but in general, pleased with the way the men played?
You know, The only thing I would caution us with is that we played for about 25 minutes. I thought we played really good basketball, and what's been our bugaboo is finding that 40 minutes of consistency. And so when we actually we make baskets and things are moving in a positive direction, we seem to be a pretty good basketball team. When that doesn't take place, I don't think we're a very good basketball team. And so there's no the consistency level, I guess, is going to be, it's the one thing I scratch my head with. But at this point in time in the season, finding ways to win and getting job done, really important. I thought Brett Taylor was a really big part of our success in that basketball game.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in a little bit more. But one thing, and it seems like every time I bring this up, you caution me about this a little bit, saying that that hasn't always been the case. And maybe my mind is a little bit skewed because I'm just seeing some of the home games. Didn't get bad off to a bad start against Central Washington, but it seemed like Western Washington, you got off to the slow start. Alaska Fairbanks, it seemed to me like it was kind of a slow start to the game for you. Again, I'm only seeing the home games. I'm not seeing what you're doing on the road. You've had some good success on the road this year. But is that something that concerns you at all, in the fact that it does seem to me, at least, and if my perception is wrong, correct me, but it seems like you're getting off to kind of slow starts.
Well, there are a lot of those. There's no question about that. I wish I could put my finger on it. If I could, I'd try and fix it. We watch a lot of video. We have individual meetings. We talk about it. Sometimes I ignore it. I change the lineup. I'm trying to find that magic group that's going to come out and get us, stimulated with the most energy and cohesion. And so far, I haven't been able to do that. Now, you take the Seattle Pacific game. I thought we started that game really well. But that comes back to, I think those guys were really tuned in. Fairbanks, we were tuned in. Anchorage, not so much. And so, to be honest with you, as a coach, you don't want to say this because you want to have control as much as you can, but it really comes down to what the players. I mean, it really does. I mean, this is, we've got quite a few seniors on this team, and it's their legacy. And so how they approach the game, and how they want to approach this season, it really is on them. When they do it right, it's pretty special.
You actually stole my thunder a little bit, because I was just thinking about this today, and I think it's interesting with your team, is that you really haven't got a set starting lineup. The games I've seen, certainly here at home, DeVell, I think, has started every game. Derek Wright, obviously, has started every game. Apart from that, you've kind of moved things around a little bit. Talk about that decision process in terms of who to start in a game. And again, that's a little bit confusing too, because if you don't start DeAndre Chambers, well, it's no big deal because he's coming in a few minutes anyway, and he's going to put in starting minutes, and you've got other players that are going to put in starting minutes whether they start or not. But when you make that decision, what lineup are you going with? Are you going with from the hot hand from the previous game? Are you looking at how well they practice this week? Are you looking at some individual matchups perhaps with the other team that you think might be to your advantage starting somebody else? What sort of things are you taking into account when you pick a starting lineup?
Well, first of all, I don't like to do it. I really don't. I mean, I think that's a recipe for what you don't want to do when you continually are fluctuating with your starting lineup. But it's kind of the hand that we're dealt as coaches. I think there's a lot of ingredients that go into that. I can tell you that what I try to caution myself from doing is playing people based on potential versus productivity. And so that does come down to what I see in practice. It does come down to what I saw in the previous performance. Right now we're trying to put a premium on effort and hustle and mentality, which is a bad thing because I don't want to coach that. I shouldn't have to coach that. And so when we see that, we're trying to find those people who are going to collectively together work together the best. That's not it. I just know that when these guys are ready and mentally in tune to what they need to do, I think good things will happen for us.
I want to talk about the game and some of those, some incredible individual performances on the part of the Yellow Jackets with the second part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings number one award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Ayoblu talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, coming off a 75-58 win over Alaska Fairbanks at Alterowitz Gym. One thing that I think just that's always fascinated me about basketball, and I look at the NCAA tournament just as an example, and there's always a couple of upsets early on in the league, and I think what sort of separates basketball from a lot of sports is even in football, you got a great quarterback, well, you know what, you still got to have a great line, you got to be able to catch the ball, and even though basketball I think really is sort of the ultimate team game, every now and then what makes basketball kind of unique in my mind is you really can have a player that can just have one of those special nights that can really turn things around in a hurry. You all are struggling against Fairbanks. I mean, you're doing okay. You're kind of hanging right in there. But then all of a sudden, Brett Taylor steps in and cans, four three-pointers there in the first half, 2 points along with that. Ends up with 14 first-half points, ends up with 17 on the game. It made me flash back to my days watching him at Billings West. The guy just couldn't miss. That was obviously a huge individual performance for you.
Well, you know, I thought he did a couple things for us. You know, he made baskets, obviously. Anybody can come up with that. But, you know, as I was watching us run our offense, it was one pass, two pass shot. One pass, two pass shot. One pass, turnover. And when he came in the game, in fact, we were watching video the other day of that game with our team, I was kind of looking out there. Okay, we finally got to this option, and then the ball came back, and then he had his feet set, and he knocked the shot down. And so I also think what he gave us was, you know, some experience from the, you know, from last year, where he came in and he wasn't in a big rush and he wasn't in a big hurry and he was trying to get done what we were trying to get done, and we had success with that. And so. But, you know, him coming in the game and stretching the zone out and making the shots for us was certainly, you know, would have to be in the David Letterman top 10 as to the reasons that we were able to capture the victory. And that would be probably close to number one.
I'm sure one of the issues when Brett was being recruited by recruited out of his freshman year too was the fact that he's not tall. Obviously, I mean, I stand eye to eye with him, to be honest with you, and I would imagine some coaches looked at Brett and said, well, he might be a bit of a defensive liability out on the perimeter. And there are some times I know where, you know, if he's guarding against a taller player, you know, he might be playing some great defense, but they're going to be able to get the shot over him. But I thought his defense was just exceptional too. We talked about the 1-2 point. He had in the first half. That was on a beautiful steal, part of that whole adrenaline momentum shift that we saw. So he gave you some things on that end of the court as well.
Well, I think he's, you know, the very first play of the game, Jenkins took him to the hole for a layup. And then I think he, you know, he goes, okay, this is how we're supposed to play this guy. And he stayed in front of him. And, in fact, he came off a pick on ball on the wing on the right side, tried to turn the corner, and Brett was right there and got his chest in front of him, and he bounced off of Brett. And I think from then on, I know Mo made a shot. I thought that Mo pushed him. I really did, and part of the game. But those are the only two times that I know that somebody scored a basket on him. I thought the rest of the time he played scrappier. He's playing scrappier this year than he was last year, and that's the way he has to approach the game on the defensive end of the floor. He has to be really scrappy, and he has to be really involved with what's going on in those departments.
One player that really fascinates me on your team, too, is Brad Hodge, because you look at his numbers at the end of the night. He ends up with 12 points and 12 rebounds, and you know, 4 for 5 from the floor, you know, and honestly, you kind of look at the end of the night and you look at those numbers, and sometimes Brad just, he just does it in such a way that you're thinking, my goodness, when did that happen? You look at those numbers and they're just incredible. Just another real nice yeoman's effort on his part.
Well, he was really aggressive to go get rebounds that night, you know, and that's something that we need from Brad, you know, night in and night out. That's the consistency that we were talking about. You know, he shoots the ball obviously really well. I think he's either second or third in the GNAC in field goal percentage. He's, you know, close to 65%, which means we should probably get him the ball more. You know, it's, you know, that would be something that would be really intelligent for us to do. So, you know, but I think he's playing, you know, when he plays with the way he played, he certainly impacts the game in a real positive manner for us.
We'll talk about what the game's coming up this week. And, boy, they've got some big ones as Montana State Billings gets set to head on the road as they'll be at St. Martin's in Western Oregon on Thursday and Saturday. That's on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Since 1937, Conlon's Furniture has been the premier home furnishing shopping choice in Montana, the Dakotas, and northern Wyoming. Conlon's features a wide variety and assortment of major brand furniture and home furnishings to satisfy the first-time buyer, the heirloom seeker, and the most discriminating decorator. Conlon's has major brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Sealy, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Palser, and Cochran. See exclusive collections manufactured specifically for Conlon's and marketed under Conlon's private labels. Custom order options are Conlon's specialty, and Conlon's offers great financing alternatives. You owe it to yourself to be comforted by Conlon's.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. Interesting week for you from the standpoint that you're now on the road. You'll be playing one team you've already seen this year in St. Martin's. You beat St. Martin's at home on January 16th. Your first look at Western Oregon. And frankly, I was a little surprised when I looked at the GNAC standings. Western Oregon is starting to pile up some wins. And for some reason, I thought they were going to be one of those teams that might struggle a little bit this year. But I want to ask you about St. Martin's. I pose the same question to Kevin Wooden. When you take a look at a team that you've already seen this year, and obviously it was a while ago, and of course you're on their home court now, but you look at that tape and say, okay, this is what we did well, this is what we can, this is what we need to do this game, or is it a matter of, and I imagine it's a combination of both, but or do you look at it and say, okay, this is maybe where they struggled, this is the kind of adjustments they're going to be making. What goes into planning for a team when you play them the second time? Because it's obviously you've already seen them before, and I suppose there's some a little bit of guesswork in terms of what sort of changes they might put out for you.
I think what you first thing you do is you take a look at what you thought was your recipe for success against that team, and then go back and watch the tape, and then ask yourself that how many of those things can we check off. And then if we were trying to do those types of things and those things weren't working for us, then you have to start to try and make an adjustment. I think you also need to make sure you get some tape out from previous games that they've just recently played, because it's been a while since we played them, and, you know, make sure you're dialed into any nuances that are going to take place so that you don't get surprised when you go out there and play. And then finally, I think what you have to do is you have to get your team to understand these are the types of things that we have to do to have success in this basketball game, and get them to cognitively understand that this is the way we want to mold the process of that game. So, you know, I do think, you know, it's certainly a lot easier to come back and play somebody the second time than it is when you first come out brand spanking new and you've got 6 different DVDs you're looking at and you're trying to, you know, you're trying to put all those puzzle pieces together. You know, this is a puzzle piece with a little bit bigger puzzle. I'm sure they're doing the same, you know, everybody's doing the same exact thing. And so when we're showing our guys videotape, we're going, we're not the only one who sees this. You realize that, correct? You know what I mean? Is we're scouting other people. We're showing them their performance. And we're going, well, you realize that this is something that they see and they're going to hone in on. And sometimes that's hard for players to want to accept and see. But it's a lot easier for players to watch videotape of them actually playing versus watching a whole bunch of videotape with somebody else playing somebody else, a bunch of strangers.
Well, I looked at the schedule, you know, kind of at the start of the year and looked what, you know, kind of what I saw last year. I kind of looked at Western Oregon. I said, there's a really, really good chance at perhaps getting a sweep. But I'll tell you what, they are playing some really nice ball lately.
Well, you know, they zone pretty much, you know, I would say 38 to 37 minutes a night, some nights straight up 40. They press, they three-quarter court press, half-court trap, full-court press. back into their zone. They change their zones. There's multiple zones. If you struggle with that, then you're going to struggle. The one thing that they do that I think they really do well is they rebound the heck out of the basketball. They had a bad moment at Western Washington, and then Central, coming off a win over Seattle Pacific, goes down there and Western Oregon handles them. And so, you know, playing at Western Oregon is not an easy place to play. They rebound the ball really, really well. They've got some good size. They've got good shooters. And that zone defensive concept that they have going on, that takes a while for people to really grasp. And so I think right now they're feeling more comfortable with that. And they have some younger kids and some new faces. And so, you know, just like us, where they're constantly in a building and a molding. But that'll be a really, really challenging game. I mean, St. Martin's will be a huge challenge for us. This is a huge weekend for us in a lot of respects, but both of those teams in their barns are really, really difficult places to go play.
I think last year when we talked about it, we were constantly saying, geez, what do you got to do to finally get a win on the road? You've had success on the road this year, played very, very well on the road for the most part. What sort of things are you doing well on the road this year that you hope to just sort of keep doing this weekend that will allow you to have some success?
Well, I think sometimes for this group, I think there's less distractions on the road. I mean, there's less, you know, there are just, you know, we've got more of a confined, it's more of a controlled environment. You know, we're all together. There's 10 of us, and, you know, with the two coaches is 12. You know, it's, we've been able to create a business atmosphere. I think we watch more video, because when we're here, there's school and classes and all that kind of stuff. And when we're on the road, we have a lot better opportunity to prep and prepare. And I think these guys, so far, they've embraced that, and we need to really have them embrace that going into this weekend. I just think there's less distractions for us. And I think that, I think when this group is got its mind made up on how it wants to perform and how it wants to play, good things will happen for it.
And they'll be playing at St. Martin's on Thursday and then Western Oregon on Saturday, and then four straight games at home, beginning with Northwest Nazarene on February 18th before finishing up the GNAC season. Boy, it's hard to believe we're already talking about that on the road with a couple of games, but still quite a lot of season left. George Pfeiffer, congratulations on the nice win, and best of luck to you this weekend.
Thank you so much.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, sir.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.